हरे कृष्णा ऑल डिवोटीज, बिफोर वी स्टार्ट टुडेज सेशन, आई वुड लाइक टू रीड द श्रील प्रभुपाद कोट फॉर टुडे अगस्त 10, 1977. यू एक्सपांड द एम्पायर ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. कृष्णा हैज गिवन यू द एबिलिटी, डू इट एंथुजियास्टिकली विद द कोर्स ऑफ एन इंग्लिश मैन एंड द हार्ट ऑफ द बंगाली मदर. वृंदावन अगस्त 10, 1977. सो टुडे वी आर सो फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हर ग्रेस कीर्तिदा सुंदरी देवीदासी माता जी टू एनलाइट द टॉपिक ऑफ श्री चैतन्य भागवत चैप्टर 2 वर्स नंबर 200 ऑन वर्ड्स. थैंक यू वेरी मच माता जी. दंडवत प्रणाम. ऑल गुरु श्री शिल प्रभुपाद. ऑल गुरु श्री श्री गुरु गुरु महाराज. थैंक यू वेरी मच माता जी फॉर गिविंग यूर वेरी वेरी वैल्युएबल टाइम एंड एसोसिएशन टू अस दिस मॉर्निंग एंड एनलाइटनिंग अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्री भावुक निमाई. नाउ आई हैंड ओवर कॉल टू यू माता जी. हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा माता जी. धन्यवाद प्रणाम. थैंक यू सो मच यशोमती माता जी फॉर वार्मली वेलकमिंग एवरीबडी. एंड थैंक यू ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू फॉर जॉइनिंग अस टुडे सेशन. हरे कृष्णा डियर कौमुदी की माता जी. विल डेफिनेटली प्रे फॉर योर सन स्पीडी रिकवरी. वी हैव बीन प्रेइंग फॉर योर हेल्थ ऑल्सो एंड now we got the news about your son's being hospitalized, so we'll definitely pray for him and we'll dedicate today's session also in his speedy and full recovery, complete recovery. Thank you dear devotees for your wonderful association. Thank you for joining us. So let's start with our Mangalacharan and then we'll move forward. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाका चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. पञ्चतत्त्वातकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gurave Gaurachandraya, Radhikaya Tadale, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tat Bhaktaya Namo Namo. Anandalilamaya Vigrahaya, Hemabhadevya Chavisundaraya, Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Ajanu Virokanu Ajan, sorry. Ajanu Lambitambujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Takshav Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Jayati Jayati Deva Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Jayati Jayati Kirti Stasya Nitya Pavitra Jayati Jayati Vritya Stasya Vishveshwa Murte Jayati Jayati Nrityam Tasya Sarva Priyana Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Hiram Yatkripatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarim Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vishwa. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you once again for your wonderful association. So please shower your heartfelt prayers for Kamadeki Mataji's son so that he may soon be out of hospital and may he recovers completely and soon, very soon, by the mercy of Shishi Radha Madhav. I also seek all of your blessings, prayers and wishes so that I can speak something relevant to the subject matter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Definitely today's topic is, I don't have that adhikar to speak on that topic because I have not realized anything. But we'll be simply reading from Bhagavat, from Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and we'll simply be relishing, though we are or we are not on that position, but reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita on the daily basis itself is very, very purifying. So I request everyone to please shower your heartfelt prayers, your blessings, so that I can speak something relevant to the subject matter in purification of myself and in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Manchakal Patru Vishcha Kripasindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavani Pyo Vaishnavi Pyo Namonimu Anant Koti Vaishnavi Vrindhi Ki Jai, all the assembled devotees Ki Jai. So we are in the section of Chaitanya Bhagavat where our Nimai is continuously crying for Krishna and he sees everywhere Krishna. He wants to see Krishna. And sometimes Krishna comes to his vision and sometimes he just goes away. And our Nimai is simply lamenting. So we saw that how Nimai, time and again, he was exhibiting all the Ashtasatvika Vikar in his body. Sometimes the hair standing on end, sometimes laughing, sometimes crying. Sometimes being so aggressive, sometimes being so quiet, so silent, so calm. All these Ashtasatvika Vikars were there in his form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was day and night just thinking of Krishna, weeping for Krishna, crying for Krishna. And one day he decided that he wants to reveal his heart. When he regained his external consciousness, he decided that I'll reveal my heart to my most intimate devotees. And to them, he narrated that how he's been longing to see Krishna. And therefore, all his days and nights are seemingly so inauspicious because he is not able to see Krishna. He is not able to see the Lord of his life. And in this way, Mahaprabhu was crying, Kotha gele payume se murali vadana, balite chade aswasa karaya krandana. Mahaprabhu was sighing so deeply, so heavily. He was breathing and he was crying, where I find Krishna, who is playing his flute? Where can I find him? We know that such situation has already been described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described the Antalila pastimes of Mahaprabhu. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has very extensively described the Antalila pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But now, these are just the Madhya pastimes, not even the Madhya Leela. It's basically the Sandhi of Adi and Madhya, where Mahaprabhu has just got initiated, came from Gaya, and is depicting all these emotions, all these bhav. So at that time only, he is just crying for Krishna. But see the situation, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes in the Antalila, when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri and day and night in the association of Sarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda, he was simply crying, asking both of them to please guide him where he can see his Krishna, because he was longing for Krishna. He was crying for Krishna. Kaha mora prananatha murali vadana, kya karu kaha paau Vrajendra Nandan. He was asking Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda that you please tell me, what should I do? Where shall I go where I can find my Krishna who is playing his flute? Ha Krishna prananatha Vrajendra Nandan, kaha jau kaha paau murali vadana. That Krishna, who is my pranath, who is my life and soul, where shall I go? What shall I do so that I can see him? Kya karu kaha jau, kaha gela Krishna paun, Krishna vina prana mura jai. He is requesting, O Sakhi, O Rai Ramananda Rai, O Swarup Damodar Goswami. Because now our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. So he is calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, who are none other than Vishakha Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi, crying, Ha ha Sakhi ki kare upai, O Sakhi, please do something. Kya karu, kaha jau, kaha gela Krishna pao? Where shall I go? Where can I see? What should I do where I can see my Krishna? Because Krishna vina prana mura jaya, because not seeing Krishna, not able to see Krishna, I'm not able to maintain my life and soul together. It seems my soul is leaving me, my life is leaving me. So what shall I do where I can find this Krishna, where I can find my Lord of my life? And in this way, when he was profusely crying and was sharing his heart to his intimate devotees, Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that all the devotees were, as per their own eligibility, they were trying to console Mahaprabhu. Some were just keeping quiet. They were not able to see, because Mahaprabhu shared that actually what happened is that Mahaprabhu said that when I was crossing Kanai Natshala, while coming back from Gaya, at that time I saw my Krishna. I saw Krishna, who was blackish like a tamal tree. His enchanting curly hairs were decorated with fresh gunja berries. He was wearing a peacock feather, and his clothes were very beautifully brightened with the yellow pithambar. His head was beautifully decorated. He was holding Murali, the flute, which was enchanting everybody's heart. He adorned the mark of Sri Vatsa on his heart, and he was wearing Kaustubha Mani and other jeweled necklaces. His eyes were like the lotus petals, and he was smiling and enchanting my heart also. But as soon as I ran to embrace him, he just ran away. In this way, when Mahaprabhu was sharing all these things to his intimate devotees, he was crying, and all the devotees were trying to console Mahaprabhu in the way they have the eligibility. See, sometimes, and I'll give the just in the material world, if somebody shares something with us, then as per our adhikar, we try to console them, whether we have experienced that or we have not. If something we have not experienced, and if somebody is sharing their problems, it's very difficult to console them because we have not experienced it. So how can we tell them? We cannot step into their shoes and cannot understand that what it pains when one goes through such kind of problems or distress. So we try to console them artificially or with some external verbal talks. But because we have ourselves not experienced, we are not able to step into their shoes and realize that what's happening. Or sometimes, even if we have experienced, then probably we know that how the pain is. We know how it pains when one goes through such problems. And at that time, either we may be able to share our realizations, or sometimes it is that because we have experienced, we become speechless because we know how much it pains. So it's very hard for us to console somebody. This is, I'm just talking about the material world, so that we can get into the idea that how the intimate devotees of Mahaprabhu were responding when Mahaprabhu was simply weeping and asking them that, where is my Krishna? So this way, Mahaprabhu, even while sharing, he was just calling out Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He was not able to say anything else. Just saying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And the devotees were speechless. The intimate devotees were speechless. Some of them were speechless because they couldn't understand how to console Mahaprabhu. They themselves have not experienced this position where they were crying for Krishna. And in this way, they were not able to console Mahaprabhu. But then, the only way they were able to console is that they were saying that, oh Mahaprabhu, we are so happy to be in your association. We don't want anything. We don't want the happiness of this world. What to talk about this world? We don't want even the happiness of that Vaikuntha planet. What we want is your association. We are totally dependent on you. And this way, they were sharing their hearts, but they were not able to console Mahaprabhu. Yes, this is what the condition is, that we also, we know that, at least I'll talk about myself, have yet not experienced that how does it feel when we are separated from Krishna? How does it feel? Because time immemorial, we have been wandering in this samsara chakra, where we have only bothered to enjoy ourselves, only bhokta. We have been only bhokta, enjoying all these material facilities, worldly facilities for our sense gratification. And that's why till now we have been wandering in this samsara bhavasagar. And we have never realized that we have been separated from Krishna. Because that separation comes when there is some kind of union. Just like Mahaprabhu was sharing that when he was crossing Kanainatshala, he saw Krishna. And at that time when he was running to embrace Krishna, Krishna disappeared. So when we see Krishna, when we have that presence of Krishna, then we feel the absence. Just like Narad Muni. In his previous birth, when he was the son of a maid servant, and finally after serving those Bhakti Vedantas, he got some knowledge and he started walking towards north to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth. And while he was meditating, he saw Krishna in his heart. But immediately, within a fraction of a second, it disappeared. And Narad Muni was crying profusely that, show me once again. Once again, I want to see you. Because he saw Krishna. He saw Paramatma in the heart. So that longingness increased. But for us, we have never seen Krishna. So how can we know, how can we understand that what it feels when we are separated from Krishna? So whatever we know, whatever we can understand, or to some extent we can realize, is only through books, through shastras, through scriptures like Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes, through scriptures like Chaitanya Bhagavat that Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur quotes. So it's all theoretical. But that theory also matters. But how does it matter? When we are in the association of sadhus. When we are in the association of sadhus and taking consideration their realization, we understand that what it feels when we are separated from Krishna. But again, that feeling will be superficial because we have yet not realized it. At least I'm talking about myself. So, similarly, the Navadvipvasis were also praying to Mahaprabhu that we want just your association. You are talking about where is Krishna, what you should do, where should you go. We don't know. But what we want is your association. That through you, we'll understand who Krishna is and how to find Krishna. More man Prabhu as Piswasa, Ram te adhik Ram kardasa. Bigger than Supreme Lord are his devotees. Even Jagdananda Pandit, in his Prema Vivarta, a very celebrated book, wonderful compilations of verses, where we can understand where he writes, E rupa samsara brahmite kona jana sadhu sangha neja tatva avagatahana. That we are wandering in this material existence. Birth after birth, taking shelter of different wombs of different species. But we have never realized that what is the ultimate absolute truth? Who is that ultimate absolute truth? How we can approach to him? But now he is praying, he is saying that after wandering in this samsara brahmite, I have been wandering. But now, after getting this human form of life, that human form of life, which is not a form of animals, it's not a life of a pashu, where they cannot change their karmic reactions. All the animals, all the other species, have to just go through their karmas. One life after another, they just have to go. But human form of life is not such. Human form of life is such where we can build our own destiny, where we can build our own good karmas. So, but that can be happen only through sadhu sangha. And he says in Prema Vivarta, Jagannandan Pandit said that now I have got a great fortune to be in the association of the sadhu sangha, association of pure bhaktas. That my life has become meaningful. Now I will know my own spiritual identity. Now I will know who am I, who is Krishna, why I am here, what is the purpose of my life. I may just not pass my life day after day, month after month, or year after year. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam Ehi Matra Chai Samsara Jine Te Aru Khona Vastu Nai. Again in Prema Vivarta, Jagannanda Pandit says that I don't want anything. What I want is Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Naam. These are the only things that I aspire for. Kandhe Bole Ohe Krishna Amitavadas Tumhara Charana Chali Hai Sarvanash. O Krishna, I cry and say that you are my only shelter. Tavasmi, tavasmi, tavasmi. I am yours, you are mine. That's the only truth in this world. Rest all is superficial. So he's saying, Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam Ehi Matra Chai. I only want Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Naam. Samsare Jinete Ara Khona Vastu Nai. And in this whole material creation, I don't want anything. I only want Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Naam. And this is what the devotees in Navadvipa are also praying. That we don't want anything. What to talk about the happiness of this world? We don't want even the happiness of Vaikuntha. We don't want anything. But what we want is your association. Because what is the value of that Vaikuntha for one who associates with you? A single moment of your association is going to yield fruits of devotion. So we don't want anything. In this way, when Navadvipa Vasis were praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu solaced everyone. And finally, he returned to his home. But even at his home, he was not peaceful. Because Mahaprabhu is, whatever he was showing was not artificial, was not external. That in front of devotees, he was exhibiting himself to be the greatest devotee, crying for Krishna, and at home, go back to his worldly activities. This is what happens with us. This is what happens with me. Today, now, sitting on a chair, speaking about the separation from Krishna, it's very easy through bookish language. It's very easy. But then after 1 hour, when I will go back into my own worldly duties, I'll forget. I'll forget and I'll be engaged in my all worldly activities, the series of chores that are lined up. But that's not the case with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, even after returning back to his home, was not engaged in any kind of household pleasures. Rather, he was in the constantly transcendental bliss and was crying, where can I find Krishna? To an extent that Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that even after returning home, Mahaprabhu was profusely crying. And it seems that the Ganga that has appeared by the touch of the Supreme Lord to this material world, we know that how Ganga appeared as Trivikrama, as Vamanadev, when Krishna took the third step and pierced the line of that divides the spiritual world and material world. Ganga flows while washing the lotus feet of Vamanadev. Same Ganga was now flowing from the eyes of Mahaprabhu. This is the comparison that is being made by Vrindavan Das Thakur, because Mahaprabhu was profusely crying in separation of Krishna. And the only word that was coming out from his mouth is Kotha Krishna, Kotha Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I cannot find Krishna. And nobody could even reply. Somebody asked him that, okay, what do you want? Why you are crying for Krishna? Still Mahaprabhu's only answer was, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So this was the condition of Mahaprabhu. Let's read what happens next. I'll share my screen. So we'll be reading from verse number 200. So it's just an external reading. Again, we'll reiterate my point that I have no understanding, no realization for such a deep subject matter. Taking the shelter of Vrindavan Das Thakur and taking the shelter of His Divine Grace, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, and of course His glorious disciple A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, I'm just reading what is there in the book. So text 200. ये वैष्णवे ठाकुर देखे न विद्यमाने तानर जिज्ञासे न कृष्णा को न खाने. When the Lord saw any devotee he saw, he'll just ask, where is Krishna? Where is my Murali Vadan? कहाँ जाऊँ? कहाँ पाऊँ? Krishna. बलि अक्रंदन प्रभु करे ऐसी अतिशाया ए जने ए मते से मत्ता प्रबोधाया. After speaking in this way, the Lord would cry profusely, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And the devotees would solace him according to their ability. So we have already discussed that they were able to solace Mahaprabhu as per their eligibility, as per their ability, because they themselves have not understand. Some of them have not understand that why Mahaprabhu is crying like this. But then what happened? Text 202. Ekadina tambula laiye gada dhara hari se haile ashi prabhu gochara. One day Gadadhar Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, he happily came before the Lord. Ekadina tambula laiye, and he had some betel nut in his hand. And very happily, he came in front of the Lord. Gadadhare dekhi prabhu kare na jignasa kotha krishna ache na shamla pita vasa. And just like others, when Gadadhar Prabhu approached Mahaprabhu, the same question was asked by Gadadhar Pandit too. Where is Krishna? Where is my blackish skin? Kotha Krishna Achena Shamla Pita Vas. That Krishna who is dressed in that yellow cloth, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? And Mahaprabhu was simply asking. Now, who is Gadadhar Pandit? We all know that in Gaur Ganesh Desh Deepika, it has been described that the daughter of Rishabhanu, Srimati Radharani, has now been appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Gadadhar Pandit. But that Srimati Radharani, who has appeared as Gadadhar Pandit, is devoid of her own luster, is devoid of her own bhav, because these two have already taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Radharani, Srimati Radharani, minus her luster, minus her bhav, is what is Gadadhar Pandit. Because that bhav and luster has already been taken by Krishna and appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that Gadadhar Pandit, actually it's been described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita that from childhood they both were very good friends. Nimai and Gadadhar, they would always play together. Sometimes they will be at Mahaprabhu's house. Sometimes they will be at Gadadhar's Prabhu house. They both study together in the same school. From childhood, they were together. To an extent that it is being described that sometimes Mahaprabhu would be known as the Lord of the life of Gadadhar. Jaya Sachinandan Jaya Gaurahari Gadadhar Pranadhana Nadiya Bihari. That's the identity of Mahaprabhu. That Mahaprabhu will be known as Gadadhar Pranadhana. He will be known as the life and soul of Gadadhar, as the Lord of the life of Gadadhar. That was the identity of Mahaprabhu. So that same Gadadhar, when he approached Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu asked him the same question that he's been asking from everybody. Kotha Krishna, Kotha Krishna. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Se arati dekhite sarva hridaya vidare ki bola bali behena vachana naspure. anyone's heart would be pierced on seeing the Lord's intense longing. Gadadhar was perplexed about how to reply. So just like others, even Gadadhar Prabhu was also perplexed, was bewildered. I don't know how to reply, how to solace Mahaprabhu, because the way he was crying for Krishna, it was an intense longing from Mahaprabhu's side. So much feeling was there from the separation of Krishna that even Gadadhar, for a moment, he also became speechless. But then, sambhrame balena gadadhar mahashaya niravadi thake krishna thomara hridaya. But then, due to the fear that Mahaprabhu may do something to him, because he was in a very intense way, he was asking, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Due to some kind of excitement, that's what Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur explains, that the word sambrabhama means excited, due to fear or due to respect. He, due to all this, Gadadhar Mahashaya, he replied, Krishna, tomhara hridaya, that niravadhi Krishna, tomhara hridaya, that Krishna, niravadhi, means constantly he resides within your heart. Actually, this is the absolute truth. Everybody knows that Krishna, as Paramatma, is in the heart of everybody. So there was nothing new that Gadadhar Prabhu was telling. It was nothing new. It was very common. Everybody knows that Krishna is in the heart of each and every living entity. Right? As an overseer, as a permitter, as a Paramatma, he is residing in the heart of everybody. But I was hearing one of the lecture, I just recollected. I think so it is by His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj, where he was mentioning that yes, for many of us, Krishna resides in the heart as Paramatma. But that Paramatma also has a form. It's not always that four-handed form that we know from the science of self-realization or from the general philosophical thing that, yes, Krishna as a four-handed Narayan form resides in the heart of every living entity. That's true, but that Paramatma also takes up the form depending upon the mood of that devotee. For example, if we say that the Paramatma is in the heart of Hanuman, Hanuman will say that, okay, I can show you by ripping apart my chest that Paramatma is in the form of Lord Ramachandra, like in the form of Mother Sita, in the form of Lakshman. So there in the heart of Hanuman, Paramatma has taken the form of Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, she doesn't have the Paramatma in the heart as Paramatma, but what she has is her Bal Gopal. She has her Bal Gopal as in her heart. The gopis have Gopinath as in Krishna as their master they have in their heart. So this is what it is, that even the Paramatma in the heart of the devotee takes up the form depending upon the mood of that devotee. So Gadadhar Prabhu, very simply he said that, O Mahaprabhu, you are calling out, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Hey, Krishna is in your heart only. He is residing within your heart while you are looking and searching for Krishna outside. Now, this is something very... this answer was definitely not expected by Mahaprabhu, because this is something very common that we say, that Krishna is always residing within our heart. Yes, even as in Nectar of Devotion also it has been said that as Chaitya Guru, Krishna is there in the heart of everybody as Paramatma. But then what happened, what Mahaprabhu did is, Hridaya achina Krishna vachana shuniya apana hridaya Prabhu chirana khadiya. As soon as the Mahaprabhu heard the words of Gadadhar, that Hridaya achina Krishna, that Krishna is in your heart, he began to scratch at his chest with his fingernails. Apana hridaya Prabhu chirana khadiya. with his nails, he was scratching, with his fingernails, he was scratching his chest because he wanted to rip apart, he wanted to open up his chest and have darshan of Krishna. When Mahaprabhu was doing so, what Gadadhar Prabhu did, athe vyathe Gadadhar dui hate dhari, nana mathe prabodhira kilaste rakhari. Gadadhar Prabhu immediately got hold of both the hands of Mahaprabhu and said, what are you doing? This is not how you will see Krishna. And he pacified him. He pacified him with the words of his solace, that this is not how you are going to see Krishna. And what Gadadhar Prabhu said, e ashi bena Krishna sthira ho mane. Be patient. Apna man ko sthir karo. Be patient. Sthira ho mane. E ashi be Krishna. Krishna will soon come in front of you. You don't have to rip apart your chest. Krishna will come to you. Just be patient. And this way, Gadadhar Prabhu consoled Mahaprabhu. And while Gadadhar Prabhu was speaking like this and doing like this, because he caught hold of Mahaprabhu's hands and he told that, don't do like this. Krishna will come very soon. He will come in front of you. When Gadadhar bale, aayi dekhe na aapane. Aayi means Sachi, Mother Sachi. She saw. She saw that how Gadadhar Prabhu has consoled my son. Bada tushta haila ei Gadadhar prati, ei mata shishura buddhi na dekhi kati. And just Mother Sachi, when she saw that how Gadadhar Prabhu has consoled my son, she thought, oh wow, this boy is so intelligent. I have never seen such an intelligent boy. Because till now, Mother Sachi was witness that how the people, the devotees, were there in front of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was keep asking them, where is Krishna? And they were not able to console or solace Mahaprabhu's heart in any manner. But the way Gadadhar Prabhu did, Mother Sachi was very happy. And she said that what an intelligent boy he is. I have never seen such an intelligent boy before. Mui bhai nahi pari sanmukha hai te shishu hai ke mana prabhodi bhale mate. An out of fear, she was thinking, Mother Sachi was thinking, out of fear I cannot stand before him. Yet how nicely he consoled him. And then Mother Sachi said, aai bole. Aai means again Mother Sachi. She said, Bapa tumi sarvada thaki ba chhadi ohar sanga kotha na jai ba. She said, my dear boy, always remain with him. Tumi sarvada thaki ba, always remain near my son. Chhadi ohar sanga kotha na jai ba. You should not go anywhere without my son. Means 24/7, you stay with my son. Because the position of my son at this moment is such where I myself cannot console. Because even I become fearful when he does all these activities and he asks for Krishna. See, this is the point. We have seen that how, actually in one of the class, Preeti Vilasini Mataji also draw a beautiful comparison between Mother Yashoda and Mother Sachi. So this is how it is, though they both are non-different, right? Mother Sachi and Mother Yashoda, they both are non-different. But still, there is a difference. And that difference is being explained here, that how Mother Yashoda, when somebody approaches her and tells that you are the mother of the Supreme Lord, she'll just smile or she'll just chastise that person and will say, just give it a break. How can I be the mother of a Supreme Lord? Because my Kanha, he just gets fearful when there is a thunderstorm. He hid behind my sari. He hid behind my pallu. And he cries. He weeps. He gets hungry. How can he be the Supreme Lord? So the mood of Mother Yashoda is that, if I don't feed my son will starve. If I don't clean and bathe him and wear him nice clothes and ornaments, he will look like a homeless beggar. So that's how the mood of Mother Yashoda is. So means not even an iota or a tinge of Aishwarya is there in the mood of Mother Yashoda. It is pure Vatsalya Bhav. Pure Vatsalya Bhav. Same is with Mother Sachi too. But here, Mother Sachi, when Mahaprabhu became Bhavuk Nimai and started crying in separation from Krishna, her mood got little diluted. She also got fearful. She was not able to come and stand before Mahaprabhu. Why? Because it was mixed with some kind of awe and reverence. That Mother Sachi, who has been taking care of Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu was a Nimai, was a baby Nimai, that same Mother Sachi, her love got little diluted when she saw Bhavuk Nimai, where she cannot console. And she was thinking that really my son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is he really into this devotional practice? But the case in Mother Yashoda was not such. It was a pure Vatsalya Bhav. No matter what happened, even in Nectar of Devotion, in one of the chapters, it has been explained that after the pastime of Putana Leela and Govardhan Leela, one day Mother Yashoda, she approached to other gopis and she was talking to one of her sakhi and was telling that, you know, Krishna, he was able to kill Putana. It's because me and Nand Maharaj are constantly praying to Narayan. So by the blessings and mercy of Narayan, Krishna could do what he is able to do in Raj. Even holding Govardhan was not on his hand. Don't think that he was the one who was holding Govardhan for 7 days and seven nights. All the cowherd boys were supporting with the sticks, but also me and Nand Maharaj are constantly praying to Narayan. So it's Narayan who is giving little bit of strength out because he's happy because of our worship, because of our dedication, and because of which Krishna is getting strength. So her mood is never ever that my Krishna is the Supreme Lord, never to an extent. Always thinking that it's because of Narayan that Krishna is able to do what he's doing it in Raj. So this way, Mother Sachi, because she doesn't know how to console, and she was very worried also for her son. So she requested Gadadhar Prabhu that please you always remain with him and do not grow anywhere without him. Adbhuta Prabhura Prema Yoga Dekhi Aai Putra Hena Gyana Aramana Kichunai. On seeing this Lord's wonderful ecstatic love, Mother Sachi no longer considered him her son. So see, even here Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that seeing that Adbhuta Prem in Mahaprabhu, now Mother Sachi is also thinking, is he really my son? Is he the same Nimai? She is also doubting. So that means what Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is saying, that Mother Sachi manifested Vatsalya Ras, which was mixed with opulence like Mother Devaki. On the other hand, the rasa, the Vatsalya Ras of Mother Yashoda was on a pure platform, never ever mixed with any kind of any Aishwarya Bhav. And what Mother Sachi was thinking, Mane bhave aai e purusha nara na hai. So see, immediately she was thinking that this boy is not an ordinary human being. Mana bhave e purusha nare nahi. He is not an ordinary human being. Manushya nayane ki ata dhare vai. Can ever so so much of tears can ever flow from the eyes of a normal human being. The way Mahaprabhu was crying was certainly not the tears that a human being has when they are in distress or when they are in some problems. Because it's been described that Mahaprabhu tears were like syringes. Normally our tears are, they fall on our cheeks. But when Mahaprabhu cries, it's like syringes. It wets, it's like a fountain of that comes out from Mahaprabhu's lotus petal, like eyes. And they wet everybody. Even others get wet because of Mahaprabhu's tears. So this way, as soon as she saw Mahaprabhu crying in such a manner, she immediately thought, is this the same my son? No, I doubt. He is not my son. He is not an ordinary person. He is not, because an ordinary person doesn't cry like this. The word Nara means mortal human being. The phrase A Purusha Naranahi means that this Vishambhar is certainly some uncommon, extraordinary personality. So immediately her Vatsalya got mixed with Aishwarya. And she started thinking that no, he's not an ordinary boy. Whereas Krishna does so many uncommon, superhuman activities in Vraja, but still nobody cares. They all give credits to themselves. When Krishna killed Aghasur, Bakasur, Madhumangal will come and will say, it's because of my Brahmanical powers, because I chanted my Gayatri Mantra so wonderfully that you are able to kill Aghasur and Bakasur. So in Vraja, everybody will give credit to themselves, but they will not give credit to Krishna. Why? Because for them, every rasa in which the Vrajvasis are, it's on a pure platform. It is never mixed with any Aishwarya Bhav. Never ever mixed. If parents are there, they are in total Vatsalya Bhav. If Sakhas are there, they are in total Sakhya Bhav. So there was not a mix of Aishwarya. Whereas we see that outside Vrindavan, it's the devotional service, the devotional Bhav is not on a pure platform. It's mixed with little bit of Aishwarya. Like we see in the case of Mother Sachi. Like we see in the case of Mother Devaki, who is outside Vrindavan. Like we see in the case of Arjun, who was telling Krishna, O Yadava, O Saketi, I've been calling out with so many names, but now I apologize. He's apologizing because he has come down from that Sakya Bhav to Dasya Bhav. Now he is saying that I accept you as my master. You are my master and I am your disciple. You are my guru and your disciple. So please instruct me. So even his bhav of Sakya got mixed with opulence, Aishwarya. So this is the mood outside Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, no matter whatever happens, Krishna is a baby. All others, they take credit of everything. Nahi jane ashi ache kona mahashay bhaye prabhu rasan mukha nahi thai. I do not know that which great personality has appeared in my family. So this way Mother Shachi is thinking that I don't know what great personality has appeared in my family. And frightened in this way, Mother Shachi did not come before the Lord. And in this way, she'll never come because she still thinks, oh, some great personality has appeared in my family. Whereas in Vrindavan, it's just the opposite. When Mother Yashoda tied Krishna in Damodar Leela, at that time, Balaram was not there. Nand Maharaj was not there. Mother Rohini was not there. And they have gone to the house of Upananda, brother of Nand Maharaj, because it was the day of Diwali. But when they came back, Balaram saw that how Krishna was tied with a wooden grinding motor. And Krishna said, Baladav, you should do something for me. You should do something for me. And Baladav, who can never, ever, being always in the mood of serving his Supreme Lord, can never ever think that somebody can bind my Lord. No. And he immediately went to Mother Yashoda and he said, How can you do that? Do you know who he is? And do you know who am I? How can you do this? That you have tied Krishna from the wooden grinding mortar. Do you know who we are? And they say he was telling that he is the Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Absolute. And I am that Ananta Shesh. I am that Ananta who can do anything for the pleasure of my Supreme Lord. And Mother Yashoda took a stick and she chastised Balaram. That how come all the lords are there and taking birth in my house only? If you don't want yourself to be tied, better leave this place. Otherwise, to the Supreme Lord whom I'm tied, I will tie this Ananta also. So this way she chastised Balaram. She didn't get mixed with any kind of Aishwarya. But here, Mother Sachi is thinking that maybe some great personality has appeared in my family. And because she was frightened, Mother Sachi did not even dare to come before the Supreme Lord because she doesn't know how to give solace to her son. Sarva bhakta gana sandhya samaya haile Aisha Prabhu grihe alpe alpe mile. In the evening, all the devotees gradually assembled at the Lord's house. So we'll stop here. So we'll summarize that what we saw, what we went through this entire session, few verses that we covered, around 15 verses we covered. It's just that Mahaprabhu was non-stop crying for Krishna. Nobody was able to give any kind of solace to Krishna. And once when Gadadhar Prabhu came, very intelligently, very beautifully, he handled that situation. When Mahaprabhu was tearing apart his chest and Mother Sachi literally got overwhelmed seeing that intelligence of that boy. And finally she instructed Gadadhar, that you please stay with my son forever. Yes, Gadadhar Prabhu always stay with Mahaprabhu. Even when Mahaprabhu was in sannyas order and when he was in Jagannath Puri on the orders of Mother Sachi, at that time also, Gadadhar Pandit was always in Thota Gopinath temple and Mahaprabhu would go to him and would hear Dhruva Charitra, Prahlad Charitra, hundreds and hundreds of times from the mouth of Gadadhar. So our Krishna, Radha and Krishna, they have appeared as Gaur Gadadhar in Chaitanya Leela and they are always together. Even if we still go to Navadvip, like nowadays we just see that in the temple we have Gaur and Nityananda, Gaur Nitai together. But if you go to Navadvip and especially when you cross Ganga and you go to other dweepas, you'll see that normally there are deities of Gaur and Gadadhar because Mahaprabhu is regarded as the Prananath, as the life and soul of Gadadhar. So the deities of Gaur Gadadhar, so devotees worship them as Gaur Gadadhar together. So this way on the order of Mother Sachi, they both were always together. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he wrote a very beautiful meditation on Gaur Gadadhar. And he says, Smara Gaur Gadadhar Keli Kalam Bhava Gaur Gadadhar Pakshacharam Shunu Gaur Gadadhar Charu Katham Bhaja Godruma Kanan Kunjavidum. So he writes a beautiful meditation and he says that always remember Gaur Gadadhar during the time when they played together, when they were sometimes at the house of Mahaprabhu or sometimes at the house of Gadadhar Pandit, how they were schoolmates. Bhava Gaur Gadadhar Pakshacharam. And always meditate on Gaur Gadadhar because of the beauty. They are so beautiful and they are always together as Radha and Krishna. Shunu Gaur Gadadhar Charu Katham. One should always listen the beautiful pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar, whether it may be a childhood pastimes or whether it may be the pastimes where Gadadhar Prabhu was consoling Mahaprabhu like we read today. So such beautiful pastimes we should always hear. Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidham. And in this way, we should worship them in the forest grove of Godrum. Because in Vrindavan, the same Radha and Krishna has appeared as Gaur Gadadhar in the forest grove of Godrum. So we should always try to worship Gaur Gadadhar also. So this way, when Mahaprabhu was lamenting for Krishna and Mother Sachi, her mood got diluted and she was thinking that, oh, maybe some great personality has appeared. But then she told Gadadhar Pandit that you always associate, you always accompany my son. And in this way, in the evening, all the devotees, they gradually assembled at the Lord's house. Means day after day, they were coming in assembly and they were discussing. Why? Because they were longing for the Sadhu Sangha. They were longing for Mahaprabhu's Sangha because that was their only solace to be in Navadvip. So we'll stop here. Thank you all so much for your wonderful association. I know today's topic, I don't know, I was not able to, myself, I was feeling that I was not able to do justice to it. But because this was not the topic that I have realized or even have an tinge of realization. So I definitely cannot speak much. But whatever I heard, I just shared. So thank you all so much. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Shila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hari Hari Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Shila Prabhupada and Shri Guru and Karanga. Such a nice way you just described the comparison of Yashoda Maya and Shachi Mata and how our Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he is crying in separation of Srimati Radharani. So when the day will come, I am thinking that I can cry also for our dear Lala, dearest Lala, so and Radharani. So please, please, please pray for me that I can do same thing and I can thinking of Krishna 24 hours and I can crying in separation of Krishna, Mataji, please. It's very, very nice you just say like a Gadadhar Pandit, how he solaced the Mahaprabhu. Only just by saying like that Krishna is in your heart. So always we have to think like that, oh, Krishna is our heart, so then it will be fine for us and we should try to see Krishna within, not only external outside. Thank you, Mataji. And if anybody have any question or realization, Mataji, you have time?
Yes, sure, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Kitida Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. What a beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I really like that, the one that you are saying that Krishna resides in our heart as a Paramatma, but not only just the four-handed Vishnu form, but then according to our mood, like you were giving an example of Hanuman and also Yashoda Maya. So beautiful, Mataji. So Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardana. He's according to the mood of the devotee, he shows his love. So we need to develop that kind of love so that Krishna is always there in our heart and is responding to us. Thank you so much, Mataji, and very, very beautiful class. And I also like the mood of Yashoda Maya. How she was reacting, that pastime that you shared, talking to Balram, is so funny. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very deep class, as you said. We should always cry for Krishna. I don't know when that time comes for me, but then it is very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Very grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Preeti. Vinita Gandharvika, Mataji. Thank you so much for your association. Yes, Darshini Mataji, please go ahead.
Shri Prabhupada, Mataji, very lovely class today. I don't know why you felt you couldn't do justice to the topic. The class was so wonderful today and very nice meditations. I was just reflecting on, one pastime that I remembered when you said that Krishna does live in everyone's heart as Paramatma, but he takes the form in which we want to serve him with. So as we are like increasing, as we are like going on with our sadhana, I was also thinking we should not suddenly jump to a particular mood, very fake kind of a jump. I was thinking of these two scenarios. Like for Shabri, she chanted the name of Ram and the form walked to her in, the way she wanted to serve the Lord. But for Shurpanaka, she didn't want the form, she didn't want the name of the Lord. She didn't want to do sadhana. She didn't want to chant, but she wanted, the form of the Lord. And she didn't get Lord. She just got her ears and nose cut and she came back. So I was just reflecting on this, that there should not be a sudden jump. We should pray for the mood, but we should not jump suddenly to a particular mood. And, if we are finding something difficult, we should always remember that, we are doing so much for this world, right? People in this world. Why not do something for Krishna? Why not take up something difficult for Krishna? Why not do something that is challenging for us, but it will benefit? It'll make Krishna happy. So I was just reflecting on this one point. Mm-hmm. And also,
thank you, Darshini Mataji, for your reflection. But because you've brought up two points of Shupanakha and Mother Shabri. So the only difference that I could feel is the blessing of a spiritual master. What Shabri was meditating on is by the blessing of her spiritual master, Matangarishi. But what Shupanakha was trying to approach is all because of her own whimsical thought process that I can have Ram as my husband. Right? So this is the point. This is the key point that you have already brought in. And that point is that whatever we do, yes, as you said, that we are not supposed to jump in, but whatever we do should be under the guidance of our spiritual master. When the blessing and the guidance and the sanction of a spiritual master is, then the Lord can appear. Yes, Mataji, sorry, I interrupted.
No, Mataji, it's not an interruption. It is just that you're always adding to the nectar, always.
Yeah,
and I was also thinking all of us want to feel separation from Krishna, right? But we think that we belong to this world. So until and unless we think we belong here, we'll not feel that we belong to Radha and Krishna. We'll not feel that they are mine and I am theirs. So we have, I'm talking about myself. Like I have this duplicity all the time. I'm not able to think that I don't belong to this world. But at the same time, I want to separation from Radha and Krishna. So if you could just please guide on how do we gradually progress to that level where, not only being detached, but also being, having that mindness with Radha and Krishna and Gauranitai.
Thank you, Mataji. So what I understood from your point is that you said that you want to feel separation from Krishna. My point will be that separation cannot be achieved by any want. Okay, I can say I want to chant, I want to recite, I want to study, but this want of feeling separation from Krishna is not a want. It will come automatically. I want to love Krishna, that is okay, but then my love intensifies so much that automatically separation comes. Nobody asks for separation. Right? Nobody asks. In this material world also, we don't want to get separated with anybody. But because we love somebody so much that their association, literally, we become overwhelmed. We want your association, but then when somebody goes away, we automatically feel that separation. That feeling of separation is when our love intensifies, when our love condenses. Then the feeling of separation comes. So we cannot say that we want to feel separation from Radha and Krishna because that doesn't happen. That won't happen. But yes, if we just cry for that, I want to love you. Why? Because I don't want this worldly things. I want to get rid of these worldly things and get associated. That as you said, that thing should come that I belong to Krishna and Krishna belongs to me. Moment that love will get intensified by Guru Sadhu and Shastra, not by own our whimsical thoughts, immediately, because when we are not with them, that separation will come, that mood of separation will come. That's what my thought process is going in this direction, Madhuri. I don't know whether it makes some sense to you or not.
Yes, yes, Mataji, I got it. Like, our main aim is to develop love for Radha and Krishna. Exactly. Separation is a byproduct.
Yes, separation is the byproduct. Because our love will be intensified so much that when we'll not have their association, that separation will come.
Yes, yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. I really want to associate more with you, Mataji. Now I'm looking forward to your association a lot. And I wish I can also meet you in person one day. Thank you so much, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
What a wonderful class, Mataji. I got love when you said about the Vrindavan past times when Lord Krishna killed all the asuras, but his friend, Gopa friend, will go and say, it is only because of my Brahminical power that he has done all these things and nothing credit will be going to Krishna. So I just like this and I was laughing at this one. So how easily they are taking Krishna, but we are not able to think Krishna in that level. So that is the Vrindavan love which they have. And I just like the point you made the comparison between Devakim and Yashoda Mata. Simply beautiful, Mataji. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Anita Mataji.
And Sadhu Sangha is very important. So it is important to the level that we think that Vaikuntha is, we don't want. So that was really wonderful, Mataji. And so is this Matti Sangha also, all the devotees' cooperation and all the devotees' association makes us to feel like that, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very well.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. There is one question by Tanya. Disha Mataji. Please explain me the meaning of three Vikrama and Sridhar and Padmanab. Three Vikrama. I don't know what meaning you are expecting, but three Vikrama means three. Krama means steps and V means big steps and three means three. So Vamanadeva is known as three Vikrama. Actually, these are the names of the Supreme Lord only. Where Trivikrama means one who takes the major three big steps. So that refers to the pastime of Vamanadeva. And Sridhara again means who is always in the association of Sri, that is Lakshmi. And Padmanabha means the navel, and Padma means who has the lotus navel is known as Padmanabha. So definitely these three are the names of the same Supreme Lord, Krishna. But I don't know whether you want something else regarding their names. I have no idea if that helps. Or if you can share more or ask something different. Tanya, how can we serve Vaishnavas if we are not getting their physical association? Physical association of Vaishnavas is very important. That Vapu Seva is very, very important. We should long for it. We should ask Krishna for it. And till the time we are not getting, we can have the association through their Vani. Because Vani is also very good. If we are not in the association of pure Vaishnavas, then through their Vani, through their lectures, through their classes, we can try to associate with them. Because even Bhagavatam explains that there are two types of Bhagavat, that is Book Bhagavat and Person Bhagavat. So Book Bhagavat is always available. And Parsan Bhagavat is equally important. So we should always long for it. We should always ask Krishna for this, that please, please give me the book, Parsan Bhagavat whom I can serve. Because Vapu Seva is also very, very important. So yes, till the time we are not getting any physical association, we can long cry for it. And we can have the virtual association through Dervani. Hope that helps. Yeah, Harita Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Mataji, that was a very wonderful class. Mataji, I had like, when you were explaining about these pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, Yashoda Mata says this, ki sare log ke devta mere ghar mein hi paida hue. I just recollected that scene from our Ramanand Sagar's Sri Krishna Mataji. It was like, see, I remember that so much, all the past times, and even recently I was playing a few videos for my kids also. So similar thing I saw. So it was like I just picturized everything like what you were telling, even killing of Agasura and what the friends tell to Krishna and even Keshi and all the demons. So that was nice. Like I could recollect everything. I was seeing everything in front of my eyes, the pastimes and the way you explained about like how the devotees like Gadadhar Pandit or all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, how they were longing to be with Mahaprabhu, to be in his association and get out of this materialistic world. I really feel that that with Bhakti Sangha, because when I'm with the devotees, most probably I try, means I feel like detached from most of the materialistic things, and I feel it really helps, Mataji. Like when we are in association of devotees, it happens actually. So I felt really nice listening to that. Means I just related to that. My incident, like really with association with devotees is helps us like to be detached. And thanks for all the other pastimes and a nice explanation, Mataji. Thank you. And I had one question, Mataji. Arjuna, when Sri Krishna is showing the Vishwaroop, he asks Krishna that I'm so bewildered to see this Roop, so kindly come into your normal form. So I just wanted to know, like in Dwapar Yuga, was Krishna having the four-handed form or two-handed form, Mataji?
So it was two-handed form only, Mataji.
Two-handed form. So why Pondrak was having the four hands, like I am Krishna, why he was telling?
So it's just that Krishna, otherwise as a Dwarkadhish Krishna, he is regarded as a four-handed Narayan form. But when he was doing with the pastimes, so with his queens and others, he was definitely a two-handed form.
Okay,
that's
so he was.
He was misunderstood to be an ordinary person, to be an ordinary prince.
Okay, because he was in two-handed form. Okay, sure, Mata. Yeah, I had this confusion, like whether he was in two-handed or four-handed form. And the four-handed form is what is very rare that devotees were able to see, Mataji. That's what Krishna told Arjuna.
Yeah, it's very difficult to see. But even the devotees, they don't long for that four-handed form, Narayan form. Mm-hmm. They want their two-handed Krishna.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Sarita Mataji. I myself have never seen Sri Krishna serial, but that episodes that are coming. But what I was narrating the pastimes is directly from Nectar of Devotion by, you know, so by Rupa Goswami, that is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There Prabhupada quotes all this pastimes.
Yeah, actually, I saw that and I was, it was nearly same, Mataji. So I was picturizing everything like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so Yashomati Mataji, you can take over. There are no more further questions
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your very, very nectarian class today.
Darshini Mataji, you have to say something?
Yes, Mataji, just one last thing. Actually, for Yashoda Maya, she never slips to Aishwarya Bhav, right? She's always in Vraj, in Vatsalya Prem. But in Dwaraka, Devaki Maya, she falls down to Aishwarya Prem, right? When she sees Krishna giving Kamsa. So, Shachi Mata is an incarnation of completely Yashoda Maya, or is she also, I mean,
mixed with Mother Yashoda and Devaki? Mother Shachi is regarded as the incarnation of Mother Devaki and Mother Yashoda mixed.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Yashomati. Yes,
Mataji. So we are very, very grateful to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, Mataji. And we are looking forward to your association again in future. So if your permission, can we end the call?
Please, Mataji, and we will continue our prayers for Komodiki Mataji.
Mataji.
Sarvasya
Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Har Grace Ki
Siddha Mataji Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you everyone for joining today's session. Hare Krishna. We'll close the call for today. Hare Bol.
Hare Bol.